أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. وأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained and warned that don't become like those people who cause division in the deen. That is by bringing new ideas and discarding the old deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bringing new things which are all called bid'at. Bid'at are not only like what we say the Barilwis do, but any new thing in deen is a bid'ah. So don't do that, bring new things in deen. And thereby, then you cause wakhtalafu, division in the ummah. Allah warns again that, and all that after the clear signs have come to you. That is, for example, we see that today, especially those ulama who are choosing a different path and going towards modernism, going towards interfaith things, TV, video, they were all united first that this is all wrong. So after they had learned and they knew it was wrong, what made them change now? So Allah says, when the truth had come to you, why did you change and go in the different direction? And the sad part is that Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For such people will be a very severe punishment. In this ayat of today now, Allah explains that severe punishment. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُ وُجُوهُمْ وَتَسْوَدُ وُجُوهُمْ. جس دن کے سفید ہوں گے بعض منہ اور سیاہ ہوں گے بعض منہ. Remember that day when some faces will be bright, lit it up, and there will be great light and beauty in them, and other faces will be black. That is, all no noor whatsoever. The faces will have turned black with no attraction in them whatsoever. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ. So وہ لوگ کے سیاہ ہوئے منہ ان کے. So those people whose faces will turn black and there will be no noor in their faces. And there will be fear, they will be awestruck. There will be great fear in them. Who it will be said to those people, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. ان سے کہا جائے گا, کیا تم کافر ہو گئے ایمان لا کر. What have you become kafir after you had brought ایمان. How is it that you disobeyed and made kufr after ایمان had come to you? There are great discussions of this, of the various aspects of a person becoming a kafir, choosing to disbelieve in Allah after iman. One is that all are included in here, whoever have done wrong. That is, when we were in, before coming in this world, when Allah took a promise from us, that Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? So all agreed there, everyone, even Shaitan agreed. So after that Allah says, how did you become kafirs? Or it refers to those people who accepted Islam and then they got engaged in all these wrong things. So after the light had come to you and the noor of Iman had come, how did you make kufr after that? After you have seen the noor. Or it refers to the munafiqeen who outwardly say that we believe, but inwardly they disbelieve. Then the mufassirin write, this includes all the types of people who are making kufr. Because some sort of light did come to everyone. And after that they disbelieved, they did wrong things. They did the actions of kufr. So Allah says for all of them, it will be a sound and stern warning. And it will be a great punishment, this words for them. That akafartum bade imanikum, You made kufr after you had brought iman, it will be said to them, فَذُوقُوا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. اب چکھو عذاب بدلہ اس کفر کرنے کا. Now taste the punishment, the taste of that punishment after you had become kafirs and you disobeyed and you broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So this word that will be said to them, they themselves will be azab for those people. Like somebody has done wrong and we tell that person, how could you do this wrong? This warning and speaking in that harsh way is a punishment already for that person. And then the actual punishment will be followed, that will be even worse. And you tell a person that now taste the punishment, now see what you're going to get for the wrong that you have done. So these are very serious warnings that we must not change our deen. We must stick to the deen which has come to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let the people call it an old-fashioned deen, orthodox deen, a deen that is a traditional deen, outdated deen, camel age deen, but we must stick to that deen. And we mustn't bring any of the new things in deen. All these bid'at, new ideas to modernize Islam, to bring liberalism in Islam, to make it a free religion, to make it a watered down religion, that there is no room for that at all. So this will be the punishment for those people. On the other hand, Allah says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اَبْيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ. Or وہ لوگ کے سفید ہوئے منہ ان کے. And those people whose faces will be white and bright, shining and illuminating, extremely beautiful and handsome their faces will be. They will be those people who held on firmly to the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In spite of all the odds, as it comes in the hadith, it will be like carrying burning coal in the hand. But they went through with that. People laughed and mocked at them. People criticized them. But for Allah's sake, they tolerated. They did not worry. Their own respect and honor meant nothing to them. Deen meant everything to them. For those people, their faces will be bright and lighted up. And forever and ever then in Jannah. Fafi rahmatillah. So rahmat mein hai Allah ki. They will be in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Hum fiha khalidun. Wo usme hamisha rahenge. And they will remain in there forever and ever. So we should not be worried of this temporary world of a few minutes, a few seconds, this world, compared to the everlasting life of the Akhirat. We must not be worried of people who want to modernize our deen and want to change our deen. We must stick to the original deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. No matter how hard it seems, it isn't hard. We make it hard. We must just be determined and it becomes extremely easy and enjoyable to follow the true deen. So if we just tolerate that for this few days here, then forever and ever we will have that great mercy and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And this will be that in the Akhirah, there will be many people who will have white faces in this dunya, but they will be black faces in the Akhirah. Many people who have got black faces here, but they will be shining bright in the Akhirah. There it will be our amal. Yeah, it's for a little while whatever our complexion is, but there it will be forever and ever. So these are great exhortation, encouragement that we must not worry of this temporary world, we must worry of the Akhirat. Don't worry what the people say, see what Allah wants from us and what Allah Ta'ala says. And we must not worry of our outward condition, our inward condition. How much we have given ourselves to our deen. We have resolved to practice upon deen within our hearts. That is what we must have, and that will make us successful. So Allah Ta'ala explains all this, as we can see, very beautifully and clearly in the Quran Sharif. It is all ready for us now, just to make amal. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.